USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After at least two major tornadoes touched down in Alabama on Sunday,
we're trying to account for individuals that have been reported missing to families.
Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones says they've confirmed at least 23 deaths, but they do expect that number to rise.
We have an extensive debris field. Catastrophic would be the word I would use to describe the area that is most affected.
A late winter storm dropping over a foot of snow on parts of the Northeast and New England overnight, hitting some areas that had gotten off pretty easy for most of the winter. Word is in the Boston region, they received 16 inches in some spots, including in Weymouth and Sharon. Another Democrat making a run for president in 2020 is former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper announced his decision in a campaign ad this morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Some of the Democratic White House hopefuls went to Selma, Alabama yesterday for events to mark the anniversary this week of the Bloody Sunday March across an Alabama bridge. Senator Cory Booker was among them.
We are at a point in our country where we see a moral vandalism that is attacking our ideals and beliefs and eroding the dream of our nation.
Booker delivering the keynote address at Brown Chapel AME Church, the starting point for the famous Civil Rights March that began a series of three such marches in Selma 54 years ago this week. President Trump's approval rating is rising. An NBC News Wall Street Journal poll has the approval rating now at 46%, up from 43% at the beginning of the year. 88% of Republicans like what the president's doing, in addition to 60% of rural Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
American Airlines apologizing for kicking a woman and her son off a flight because they have a rare genetic skin condition. Jordan Flake had visited her military husband in Texas before trying to fly to South Carolina with her toddler last week. They have ichthyosis, a non-contagious skin problem that causes dry and scaly skin. Flake wrote online that an airline employee told her about the rash and said if she had a letter from a doctor she could ride, but she didn't and was told to get off the plane. It happened on, ironically, Rare Disease Day, which is meant to draw attention to the plight of people like the Flakes. When it comes to the national average, a gallon of gasoline is now at the highest price it's been since early December. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens with details.
That price is up 3.5 cents a gallon, now for a national average of $2.43. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com has an interesting perspective on the increase in gasoline prices.
Fewer than 700 gas stations in the U.S. are selling gasoline under $2 a gallon. That compares to a peak number of stations under $2 a gallon that reached over 40,000 in early January.
And the woman who left the U.S. to join ISIS, who now wants to come home with her infant son, will be in a federal court in Washington, D.C. to give her arguments today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.